I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Jalen Hurts, Rich, if you had Oklahoma.
Yes. TCU is bumming.
I think it was 10-1 was Oklahoma. You and I went through the Jalen Hurts odds either yesterday or on Monday. And Oklahoma was on the list, but not very high up the list. But if you had OU at, I think it was 10-1 or 12-1.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. Cash that ticket.
Well, and the thing we did point out, and I thought it was worth pointing out, is, yeah, I mean, we joked that he should probably win the Heisman now, but, you know, Oklahoma's had as much success with transfer quarterbacks as any school I can think of in recent memory.
They have. Now, as long as we're talking about... Now, Hurts, I think the question with Hurts is, oddly enough, is not so much the Heisman, but Hurts obviously has designs on playing at the next level. And the fact of the matter is this. When it comes to Lincoln Riley and that offense, Baker Mayfield transferred to Oklahoma,
right,
and overcame a lot of the physical stature issues that he had to become the number one overall pick in the draft after playing in that offense in a defensively deficient conference in the Big 12. The NFL said, we don't care.
Absolutely.
We are going to draft you with the number one overall pick. And if the Browns didn't take him first, he would have been gone by about the fifth or sixth pick at the most. I think
right.
It's safe to say when we saw three other quarterbacks go in the top 10, Kyler Murray transfers in.
Almost all projections have him as a number one pick.
As a first round pick. And Kyler Murray wasn't on anybody's NFL draft board at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Everybody thought he was going to be a baseball player.
Smart move.
So you have two guys who've come in with physical limitations, and I don't mean in terms of speed and the explosive part. I mean height, size. But they've come in and they have played their way into being upper, tippy-top tier NFL prospects in that Lincoln Riley offense. Now comes Jalen Hurts, who has the physical stature, who could be a running back if he wanted to be, who's got the size and the speed and the strength to do some of these things that NFL coaches, independent of the arm talent, would salivate over before he throws a football. Now, he's gotten better at throwing the football from what we saw in that brief glimpse in the Georgia game. His year with Dan Enos, that quarterback's coach, being a backup to Tua, has helped. But that, to me, will be the most interesting part about Jalen Hurts coming into Oklahoma is, can Lincoln Riley take what, to me, is probably the biggest limitation of these three guys coming in? Because Baker and Murray, it was overcoming the height. The arm thing is a difficult thing to overcome. Throwing
yeah.
the football, I you know, QBs come in all different sizes and shapes right now, but you've got to have arm talent to some degree.
No doubt.
And so can Lincoln Riley take what Dan Enos has done with Jalen Hurts mm-hmm. and take it to a level in that offense to where NFL teams go, this kid looks like a first-round pick?
Well, he...
And we'll ask John Harris about that at 3:35.
Can't wait. Our last look at Jalen Hurts, he did look improved as a passer. He did look like someone who had...
Georgia.
Yeah, taken some steps in the right direction as a passer. So if that development continues in what presumably will be just... Well, I think that's all he's got left, right? Is 1 year of eligibility.
Yeah, he's a graduate transfer.
One and
yeah.
done at Oklahoma. It's going to be exciting to see. You know what else is exciting? Dana Holgorsen's Houston Cougars open in Norman on August 31st against
Lopez
Oklahoma.
Lopez said that during the toss. I had no idea that that was the case. I know they played here in the kickoff classic in
right.
Herman's second year.
Right. So, you know, OU came down here. I guess Houston is now returning the favor. And so Jalen Hurts' first game as the Oklahoma quarterback will come against the Houston Cougars August 31st in Norman. I already can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun opener. And
Derek King versus Jalen Hurts, Manville versus Channelview.
Yeah, a little Houston flavor to that. So, some schools are disappointed. The heavy betting favorite was Maryland with Mike Locksley. I'm not shocked that Jalen Hurts isn't going to Maryland. That's a big, big leap of faith. I mean, think about it. This kid's been playing at Alabama. Think of the games that this kid has not only played in, but just been a part of on game day over the last 3 years. My guess is that that type of atmosphere playing in those big games is something that there would be just whatever the opposite of an adrenaline rush is, whatever the opposite is, that's what you would experience going from Alabama to Maryland. I don't care if you play every single snap for the Maryland Terrapins.
Sure.
You I would think on Saturdays in the weeks leading up, you want to be playing in games, and Oklahoma plays in games that have a similar feel to games that Alabama plays in week in and week out.
Yeah. Now, also on that Oklahoma home schedule is a date with the West Virginia Mountaineers. And I bring that up because of something we mentioned before the break, and that is Austin Kendall's situation. He's a backup. He was the backup to Kyler Murray this year at Oklahoma. And he has 2 years of eligibility remaining, and he's hoping to become to transfer to West Virginia as a graduate transfer. However, since they are a fellow Big 12 school, and like I mentioned, they're on the schedule and coming to Norman in the fall, Oklahoma has decided to block his transfer. What I'm reading is that Kendall is still going to transfer to West Virginia, sit out a year if Oklahoma holds firm, if they can't work something out, and then have 1 year of eligibility to play for West Virginia in 2020.
Hey, work for Will Greer.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly could be a path to success.
Actually, no, Dana was there. Check that. Never mind. No, I'm just saying, I'm talking about transferring to West Virginia.
Oh,
West Virginia's a good place to go. Will Greer went there, and he became an NFL quarterback after floundering at Florida. But Dana Holgerson's gone. So scratch what I just said, Rich. Continue.
So, you know, I guess... Look, much like what we were talking about earlier with Daniel House, although this kid is a college kid, I'm sure Austin Kendall knew the rules and what the possibilities were if he expressed an interest
in
West Virginia. Absolutely. I don't know. How do you feel about this? Does Oklahoma really need to block this transfer?
I don't like the blocking of transfers to anywhere, period. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that because... I'm a big believer that if the coaches have the freedom to do what they do, then the players should have similar freedom, and that these schools shouldn't have the ability to block them going places. If they want to go to another school, let them go to whatever school they want to.
And oh, by the way, the SEC has passed a rule.
Or stop calling them student athletes.
Right. The SEC recently passed a rule getting rid of this.
Yeah.
In the SEC, if Oklahoma was in the SEC, they wouldn't be able to block this.
They wouldn't
this
be allowed
move.
To do it.
In the SEC, you can't block a move just because it's a team in the conference.
Okay, so you mentioned this, that the University of Houston plays OU the opening weekend. And the reason Lopez brought that up during the toss, and I'm like, wait, are you serious? And he said, yeah, I think so. And he pulls it up. He's like, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
The University of Houston also plays Washington State in the AdvoCare Texas kickoff 2 weeks after that. I know it sounds weird, but the AdvoCare Texas kickoff, Rich, this coming season...
Yeah, we've talked about
this.
...is
being played on a Friday in week three. It's not being played the opening weekend of the season.
It's been on Labor Day, right, for the last few years?
It's been the opening weekend of the year, yeah. So here's what's interesting about this to me, and I know that what I'm about to talk about is going to be viewed with a lot of skepticism, but let's go back to 2016... When coming off of a Peach Bowl win the previous season, Cougs were 13-1. They finished in the top 12 in the country, I think, after beating Florida State. And we were saying all offseason, man, this is a team with Tom Herman as the coach and Greg Ward as their quarterback who's coming into this next season not only with a lot of buzz, not only with a decent ranking, but with Oklahoma and Louisville on the schedule in addition to their conference schedule.
Is that the year they beat Lamar Jackson?
That's the year they beat Lamar. Well,
in 2015 they beat Lamar Jackson.
They beat Lamar Jackson both years.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the answer is that the year they beat Lamar Jackson? Yes.
Both years.
Either one. But it's the year they beat Oklahoma in the opener, you know. So
you and I were both there. One of the best college football games I've ever attended. I know it didn't go well for your Oklahoma friends that day, but it was an amazing game.
It was a crazy atmosphere. It was wild. But this is where we get down that road, Rich, of can a group of five team make the playoff? And my feeling has always been if that 2016 Cougar team didn't make it. Now, again, they went on to lose a few games in conference, so we'll never know. It would have been a lot more interesting if they had the same season in 2016 that they had in 2015, given the strength of their schedule that year. But my feeling has always been the only chance that a group of five team is going to have, like U of H, is if they have not one, but two really hard out-of-conference games. The Cougs have two really hard out-of-conference games coming up this season in Norman at Oklahoma. Now, look, they're going to be gigantic underdogs. And then they play Washington State, which is a team that was in the mix for the college football playoff as late in the season as like week 13 or 14.
Right.
You know, the week of the Apple Cup when they played Washington, the week before the conference championship games. They even have a game in Denton against North Texas, who as a group of five school goes, is no joke. They whooped up on Arkansas last year, an SEC, not a great SEC school,
yeah,
but a good SEC, you know, but an SEC school nonetheless. So they play a road game there. U of H is out of conference schedule next year, is at Norman, at NRG Stadium against Washington State and Mike Leach, and at North Texas, and they play Prairie View. As power as group of five schools go, that's about as good a four games as you're going to line up. Now, look,
I agree.
Derek King needs to be healthy. Dana obviously needs to get a ton of stuff in place heading into next season. But if you're looking for a schedule that if somehow the University of Houston can pull off the improbable upset in week one, and you go, okay, well, now here's a team, you know, here's a group of five team that's going to cause some conversation. I may sound silly when they go up to Norman, yeah, and lose 51-18, well, or something like that,
and
but it's fun to look at the schedule and think of the opportunity.
It is fun, but I still think that selection committee, as currently with the system that they have now, without any major changes and or expansion, I don't think there's any way a group of five team gets in.
I 100% agree.
The door is shut on the group of five, effectively, in my opinion.
I 100% agree with you, but it would be fun to see them put to the test.
Absolutely. I want to have that conversation.
Because a school with this schedule, if they're able to beat these teams, has a much better chance of being in that conversation,
yes,
than a school with the schedule of Central Florida the last couple of years.
There's
with
no
some
doubt
power
about that.
Five equity. High-end Power 5 equity in the out-of-conference portion of the schedule.
Yeah.
Let's put them to the test at least.
They've done pretty much everything they can,
yep,
to put themselves in that position. And if they do, like I said, I want to have that conversation. I'm not optimistic about anything happening, though.
I'm not either, but I love the debate that will ensue if they somehow are able to pull off these upsets outside of the conference early in the season. It'll, yeah, be a lot of fun.
What we need is the Big Ten to get really pissed off. Because I believe technically their champion has not gone to the playoff the last three years.
Three straight. Yeah, Ohio State made it 2 years ago, but they weren't at large.
But yep. Penn State was the champion.
They were. They were left two out. Two losses. Yeah, they were left out.
We need the Big Ten to get really mad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.